Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
And we are live.
What's up, Kantians?
Welcome back. What up, dude?
Dude, not much. Just hanging out, you know, typical Saturday, like the only person here right now.
But that's typical?
For this time on a Saturday, yeah. Actually, Nick's here. Nick's taking his grad school. He's doing a grad school interview. So everybody wish Nick luck.
Good luck, Nick. What is he going to go study?
I think he's a biology major, I believe. And then he was going to do pharmaceutical stuff. But now he's going into physical therapy, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's a smart guy. He actually works at the Walmart pharmacy. He's worked there for like 4 years. So that's kind of cool.
That's good money.
Yeah, it's really good money. He has a really good job.
Yeah.
Good benefits and stuff too.
Let's talk about this. I texted you at 12:50. Oh, no. I text you at 12:16 or 12:10. You're like, okay, I'm gonna shower real quick.
That was
And then you never texted me back. And I was like,
I got out of the shower like 10 minutes after that, and I was just waiting for you to send the link. And I was like, oh, shit, I probably should text him. And I literally got on my phone to text you, and you said, how long you take to shower, big dog?
I was like, like you're going to take a real quick shower. I'm like, an hour shower? Like, no, Jesus. Nah, it's cool, man. How's your week been?
It's been good. You know, we finished up school this week, worked a bunch. Yeah, dude, I went to dinner. I want to talk about this. This is dope. So I got off work last night. I was supposed to work till like 8:30 or 9. And I had plans. I got a text that morning from Reigns and then Zach Seaball, that guy that he manages. They're like, hey, we're going to dinner tonight with some friends. Like, do you want to come? And I was like, of course, like whatever. Like just thinking it was just going to be us and like random people. But I called Zach after work and I was like, hey, where are you? And he's like, oh, I'm in the studio. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, can I come by? It's cool if not, but like if I can, then I'd like to. He's like, yeah. So I went over there and we ended up going out to eat at this place that was like 30 minutes out of Nashville because all the bars in Nashville are like four people to a table and there were like 15 of us. So we went to this bar in my hometown in Lebanon. It was really dope. I'd never been before. And we were split up at first because there were so many people in the bar, and then we all ended up at one big table. And I sat next to this dude, next to this girl. And we just got to talk, and I didn't know her at all. And it was one of these dudes that I knew Reigns was friends with. I didn't know he was going to be there, but his name's Brandon Ratcliffe. And he's like a pretty big artist. Like, so I was sitting next to his wife, and he was on the other side, and I didn't realize it. I knew who this dude was from Spotify. Like, he's on Joe Bryson's Spotify, like similar artists. And we were sitting together at dinner. So it was really funny, but.
That's dope.
Yeah, shouts to Brandon. He was super cool, too. Shouts to that guy.
Dude, you live in such a cool place where you really can just run into big stars or up and coming stars.
I mean, Brandon's not any type of like huge, but I mean, he has really good Spotify numbers and he's got some really good backing in the industry. He's definitely on the come up, no doubt. Like he's going to be a big, big dude that everybody will know about here soon, I suppose. So, and yeah, it is funny like that, especially having the friend groups now that I do have, it's like not uncommon for me to just like run into someone that's like, oh dude, like I saw you on Instagram last week doing this thing with whoever. Like it's just a small world. Nashville is a small world and it keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller now that you meet more people.
Yeah, that's dope. Actually, talking about numbers, shout out to the Over Under podcast. They're hitting like thousands and they've only published like three episodes.
Who is that?
A dude is that named that guy Chad. You're talking about? Yeah, Chad and his co-host. Chad, I wanted to have on the podcast. I still do. I know he's super busy doing their podcast now. Yeah. But I think he was like a radio personality before.
Oh,
so he had a good following in Anchorage and then, you know, had been talking about doing a podcast. And if you follow his Facebook feed, it's Chadwick Stroh, I think it is, Stroh. Dude like finds like the most obscured shit to talk about. And it's so funny. Yeah. So shout out to them.
Good for them.
That's fucking awesome. Cause it is not easy to like break through in the podcast. Like for us, like the most we've had on a podcast, I think is 72 listens.
Yeah.
But we have like four of them that are in the 70s. So it's like, you know, but I had no following before.
Yeah. It's a slow build.
I had no following and like bringing you on, by the way, we need to talk about that.
What?
we need to do a better job of marketing.
I agree.
I'm going to give you, I got to figure out how to give you the password to like the social media accounts so you can help with posting. Cause I think you, now that you're out of school for like break, you're going to have a lot more time than I do.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Well, I'm going to be working every day now, but yeah, I mean, I'll still be able to do more shit.
Yeah. Sure. But then also like I need to get better at posting on my personal, and then I don't think you post at all.
I haven't posted anything about anything. Cause like I would, but like, we don't have any, like,
we don't.
I mean, we don't have any like content. It's just like our logo and nobody's going to click on that. Like it has to be kind of interesting, you know?
I know. So we got to figure out how to do that. Do you know anybody that's in like digital marketing?
Yeah, I do actually. I met somebody last night.
Let's
marketing major.
Let's talk to them.
Okay.
And figure out a plan.
I'm going to be with them again tonight. So I'll bring it up to him.
Hells yeah. Cause I would love 2021 to be like the year where an episode gets 1,000 listens.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah. So that's something we definitely need to work on. And then of course I'm going to get like professional intro done and shit like that. yeah, dude. So this week has been fucking nuts. Yesterday, what was it? Actually, all this week I had been like slapping myself awake driving to work.
Yeah.
Cause you know, for people that are just tuning in, I'm an apprentice. And I live in Vancouver, Washington, and I work in Salem, Oregon on this hospital project. And it's like an hour and 10 minute drive. So I leave my house at like 5 a.m. so I can get there on time. And
I don't know how you wake up as early as you do just to leave at 5. Like if I had to leave the house by 5, I would dead ass wake up at like 4:40, like wake up fast, cold shower, like maybe get a cup of coffee and then run out. Like I could not. My body doesn't function to where like I can get up and like do stuff before my day starts like at all. And I don't like, I hate that, but
I have to, because if not, then it would be like, I wake up, I go to work, I come home, I'm up for like 2 hours and I go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to like, I force myself awake so that I have like, you know, a slow build until I have to get on the road.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wake up between like 3:40 and 3:50 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I take my time. I have my coffee. I take a nice hot shower. I take however long I want in the shower. It's usually like 15 minutes or so. Oh, yeah. I just relax. And it's because once I get to work, it's like go, 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 go.
You got a steam shower, one of the overheads. Like you sit in a chair and you're like,
I'd fall asleep if I had a chair in the shower.
I've fallen asleep with it. I had a chair in the shower when I was in high school, dude. I fell asleep all the time. Get home from football and like I couldn't move my legs because I was so tired. I'd just sit there, bring my little waterproof Bluetooth speaker in the shower and just jam. Just fall out, bro. Just
fucking relax.
Just fall out.
When April and I lived in Laredo, I had you know those sticky magnets that go on the windshield and you can put your phone on it. I put that in the shower. And that's so smart. I would literally just watch like Netflix and shit in the shower. I'd be in there for like half an hour.
Yeah.
And April would come in and be like, hey, are you going to get the fuck out? Like, I need a shower. I need a
shower too. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, no, this episode's not done yet.
Babe, I'm on season 2, episode 3 of Narcos. Pablo's about to get killed.
Yeah.
Well, get out.
And so all this week, dude, I've had such a hard time sleeping and getting up. And then going to work, dude, it's so like, it's fucking rough because it's dark. Some days it's raining. People are just whizzing the fuck past by. And I'm like slapping myself awake, like stay the fuck awake, dude. Yesterday, the night before yesterday, I didn't sleep at all. I woke up every hour, could not fucking sleep. And so when I got up, I'm like, fuck. So I talked to myself the entire commute like a crazy person. Like just talking just to keep my fucking brain awake.
Dude, I do that sometimes. I like have fake conversations with myself, like acting like I'm having a conversation with someone else. And it's just one sided. And it's like, who is this dude talking to?
Oh man. And it kept me awake. Like wide the fuck awake. I got to work and I was like, like I slept all night. It's like,
You're like Arthur and Joker, bro. You're like creepy as hell.
Right. So, and then yesterday, so we're working on the top, literally the roof. It's the 8th level of the hospital. And we're doing a pony wall.
What kind of hospital is this going to be? Like just a general hospital?
So it's an expansion of an existing hospital, the Salem Hospital. And so it's a big hospital there. And Salem's the capital of Oregon.
Yeah.
It's a big hospital there. And what we're doing is we're making patient rooms. So it's an 8-story expansion for additional patient rooms.
Interesting.
And then we're also doing something. I don't know what they're doing in the garage next to it. But I think they're like restructuring it for earthquake protection or whatever.
Oh, do they get bad earthquakes up there?
I don't know. I don't know.
I haven't researched it yet. I've only been here for a month.
Yeah, I've been here
2 months almost.
3 months. I've been here since the beginning of October. Dang. I think. Yeah.
It's 2.5 about.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah. So, but we're up there and it was pissing down rain.
Ugh.
All day. The day before it started raining like the latter third. Like my day's broken up into thirds. I have a break at 10. I have a lunch break at 12:30. I'm off at 3:30.
Yeah.
So it's like I work in two and a half hour shifts throughout the day. And holy fuck, dude. Like that rain was coming down. Thankfully I'd got a nice raincoat. And I was working in it, but my feet, so my boots are fucked. Yeah. I have holes in my toes already. And these boots, like, they shouldn't have been torn up in 2.5 months of work. But they were torn up within a month of work. So now I got to go get new boots. But I got back to my car on Thursday, and I had to take my boots off and my socks off.
Dude,
to
that's
put my
worst,
sneakers on.
That's the worst feeling when like your feet are so wet that like they're all pruny
and cold.
And it's like and like your feet are all shriveled up and they stink. Dude, that's the easiest way for your feet to get so nasty, bruh.
Oh yeah.
I had that,
fucking gross.
I had that happen a few years ago. I don't remember where we were going. We were either at Dollywood or Holiday World, the theme parks that are close to here. Dolly World is Dolly Parton's place and Holiday World's in Indiana or something. And I don't remember which one it was, but my feet got so damn wet. And we got back to the car and I took off my shoes and my feet looked like little shriveled up. They look like raisins, but they were pale and like smelled so bad. It's a horrible feeling, dude.
It really is. And
like having your feet like that is like, in a weird way, it's like a really vulnerable feeling. Like,
yes. You feel naked. And it's cold.
Yeah.
It's also cold.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, I think it was like 38, maybe 40 degrees on Thursday evening.
Oh, dude, that's.
And I'm on a roof. Like, I'm on the fucking 8th level. There's nothing covering me. So yesterday, I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to come prepared. I'm actually going to wear my rain pants because my legs were soaked Thursday evening. And like, I'm going to be fucking ready.
What are you also doing? Like, what are you doing on the roof? Are you like laying down, like, you just have a drill in your hand and you're like drilling shit or what?
So I did two things on Thursday and
I assume the structure's what, steel beams?
Yeah. Yeah. It's steel beams and concrete slabs. So, what I was doing, Thursday we finished sheetrocking. So we were putting up drywall,
drywall
encasing.
Tough.
Yeah. Encasing. I mean, it's simple. It's just heavy and itchy. But we were encasing the top of the stairwells.
Yeah.
So we had finished that Thursday, and then we started working on what's called a parapet. So it's just like a little pony wall, just like a short wall that comes over the edge of the top floor.
Yeah.
And so they're working on that while my journeyman and the other late-term apprentices were framing that. I was down on my knees anchoring in those studs for the parapet. Okay. And so what I was doing, I was taking this big roto hammer. You know what that is?
Uh-uh.
So it's a long drill that drills through concrete. And I was just on my hands and knees just fucking. Takes like 60 seconds to drill a fucking hole, one hole.
Is it an actual drill or is it like a jackhammer kind of?
No, it's a big drill.
Okay.
The big drill with the drill bit that's like this fucking long.
Yeah.
And
then
like
what do they put into
thick.
It? Big nuts and bolts?
Yeah, big nuts that go into it. Or big bolts. Big nut,
yeah, big
whatever.
Bolts.
yeah, whatever. And they just drill in there. I take a big impact gun and just. So, yeah, so I was doing that the rest of Thursday. And then Friday, I started my day doing that. And then I went to go run. I did installation on the other side of the building.
Installation sucks.
I mean, it's easy though.
It is easy, but
fucking easy, dude. You're just cutting cotton candy, just ripping it, throwing it into the wall, ripping it, throwing it in the wall. And then we were sheetrocking that so that it stayed dried over the weekend. And that's how I finished my day.
Sweet.
So I was doing that. But dude, so to stay dry, because I knew I had holes in my boots, yesterday morning, I literally covered my feet in Ziploc bags and then put my socks on. So these gallon size Ziploc bags, I've slipped them on. And I got to work, and probably an hour into work, I thought it was the Ziploc bags that were at my toes. I curled at my toes. It was my socks.
Ugh, dude.
My wool socks were just sopping wet. My feet were warm.
They were still probably wet.
They were sweaty.
Yeah.
But they were warm.
Yeah.
But the socks were just like all the way. So at break, I had to fix that. And then at lunch, I had to fix them again.
Ugh.
Dude, by the time I took off my fucking, the socks and the Ziploc bags, dude, you want to talk about pruny?
Dude,
my God,
they're
dude.
They're steaming in a little sauna called your shoe, dude.
Oh, it was so nasty. So nasty. And the wind was killer yesterday too. It was fucking just dumped all day. It just rained all day. And my fucking rain pants ripped 20 minutes into working. I only spent like $20 on these pants, so I wasn't expecting much, but I'm like, man, like at least it'll keep me like dry.
Yeah.
Dude, no, my fucking crotch ripped 20 minutes into work. And I'm like, fuck. So I worked all day. Thankfully I had my overalls under that.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, my fucking crotch just got wet all day yesterday. And it is nuts. And this weekend I have to go get new rain gear. Because that's not going to cut it. Because it's supposed to, I think it's supposed to rain all next week, actually.
And that's why I do not want to live in the Pacific Northwest. It's because it rains all the time. Dude, it rained here. I'm the deepest sleeper ever, dude. I'll sleep through, you know how I am. Dude, I sleep through everything, bro. I woke up this morning at like, I don't even know what time. And it was pouring rain. And I was like, damn, this is going to be a bad day, dude. Like, I hate when it rains. And then I went outside after I took a shower and it was like sunny as hell. Like there's no more rain. It's all just blue. Like all our cars are wet still, but it was super nice outside. So we're probably about to go outside and play
football. I love the rain.
I hate it.
I love the rain. Working door to door in Texas has taught me a lot of things. One of the main things it taught me about myself is that I have sun aversion. Like the sun, like being out in the sun all day fucks up my eyes. It makes me so irritable. I don't like being in the sun all day. And so
I can understand that. I can appreciate that, but I completely disagree.
Man,
that's so far from me.
I've joked about like, man, I would do well in a place like London where it's just fucking overcast all day. You know, it's still beautiful, rains.
I'm out.
So living here,
the day that we laid over in London on the way back from Africa in 2018, and they said like it was the only sunny day that was supposed to happen that week, and we didn't get to go out or anything because we were just laid over. It was like a 3-hour layover, but it was so pretty out there. But when we were in Dublin, I think first off, Dublin in the summertime is dope because the sun doesn't set until like 10:30, and it rises at like 4.
So it's like Alaska.
I mean, I don't know if that's exactly how Alaska is, but
basically, except a little bit later.
Yeah, similar.
Like, Alaska gets the midnight sun. It's called the midnight sun state.
I love that.
Oh yeah, dude. So you'd be like fucking late June. You'll be like out at the bars on a Saturday and it's fucking 1 a.m. and the sun is setting. And you're like, what time is it?
Yeah.
Dude, it's nuts.
I loved it. I mean, obviously, year round, I guess the sun probably sets in Dublin at like 2 or something ridiculous, something stupid early. But I mean, in the summertime, it was great. I loved it. It was awesome. But it did rain a lot. My point was that it rained a lot when we were there, too.
How long were you there?
We We left Nashville at like 5 in the morning, I feel like. Went to, actually, no. We went nighttime. I think we went red eye. I don't even know if you consider that red eye because it's such a long flight. But we went from Nashville to Raleigh, or Charlotte maybe, and then to Dublin. And we got to Dublin at like midday their time, probably like 1 or 2. Went around and explored, and then we left the next day around the same time. So it was about a 24-hour layover.
Okay.
So we also had a full day in Istanbul, and I would kill to go to Istanbul again. That place was so dope.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It was so sweet. Well, I was on 30. I was on 5. Let's see. Africa, Europe. Asia. I was on 4 continents in like 32 hours on the way back. Damn. To Africa. And then Istanbul is right. Like, if you go over the bridge in Istanbul.
It's in Turkey, right? Turkey, Istanbul, yeah. Is in Turkey.
Istanbul, yeah. If you go over the bridge, you're in Asia. But if you're on the Istanbul, the side that we were on is the European side. And then we went to the US the next day. So I was on 4 continents in like 32 hours. It was pretty cool.
That's sick. I've never been to Europe.
I mean, I haven't had a huge experience with it, but I mean, I've been to Germany.
Das Deutschland.
Dude, Germany was so sick. It was kind of gloomy there too, but it didn't rain. But have I told you about that? When I laid over in Germany? So with Vivint last year, for those of you that don't know, me and Lakota knocked doors for forever. And the company we worked for every year goes on a charity trip. And last year, our division, like our, what do you call Authentic?
Our region.
Region.
It doesn't even exist anymore.
But they had 3 different like sections of the company. And our section, our charity trip was to South Africa. And so we flew out there. And then on the way there, I had a layover in Germany. I landed at 7 a.m. in German time in Munich. And I called my mom. It was like 9 o'clock at home or something. And I was like, hey, it's like, I'm here for 12 hours. Like, can I rent a car? Like on your credit card? And she was like, yeah, this is probably the only time you're ever going to be able to do that. So do it. So I rented a freaking Beamer. I rented a car and it was supposed to be like a minivan. And he was like, oh, it's like manual, whatever. And I was like, dude, I can't drive a manual. Like, I have no idea how to do that. He's like, oh, okay, I'll just get you an automatic. And actually, I'll just upgrade you for free. Do you want a BMW M5? I was like, yeah. Oh,
fuck, hey, yeah. Let's go.
So I took the car, drove to Austria.
Uh-huh.
Got there at 10:30, drank a Mai Tai, and then went back to Munich by noon to pick up Caleb and Kaylee from the airport.
Hold on. You went to Austria and you drank a Mai Tai?
I didn't know what to get, dude. I was like some dude.
Get an Austrian beer. What the fuck?
They didn't have any beer. They literally had liquor.
They had no beer.
No draft beer. It was so weird. I thought that was weird too.
What the fuck?
I was like, I've never had a Mai Tai before, so I'll have my first one in Austria.
Mai Tais are good. It was a good cocktail.
It was amazing. Yeah. So left, went to pick. You remember Caleb, right? Caleb Reed.
I do remember Mr. Reed.
Okay. So went to go pick up him and his girlfriend from the airport in Munich. And then we went out and like drove around for like 4 hours, went back, got on our flight and went to South Africa. It was the dopest like 12 hours of my life.
I keep, you know, and I regret like skipping all those trips, but yeah, you know, it is what it is.
My back end definitely paid for it. So when you do door to door, any type of door to door sales, you get like upfront pay. And then like, depending on how many accounts you fund, whatever, you get paid a section, like 70% of your back end in October and 30% in January. And so my October back end was completely depleted because of this trip, but I wouldn't have traded it for the world. Like 10 out of 10 would do it again easily.
Like, yeah, you got that experience.
Yeah, I mean, especially in the position that I was in, like I didn't have anything to pay for. Like I didn't have like school to pay for or anything. Luckily, thank God. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I was in a position where I could have done that comfortably and I did it and it was freaking awesome.
See, that's where I was in a different position where it's like,
you're in a
I had rent to pay, I had bills to pay and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, like I had already paid. Like I had already forfeited some of my back end for the Romania charity trip.
Yeah.
The year before you came to Vivint, I think. Mm-hmm. And I was in Alaska. April was with me and I was traveling a lot for Vivint already. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just can't do it. I didn't even do the Puerto Vallarta trip that I earned. I fucking earned a fucking free vacation. And the only thing that stopped me is I had turned off my credit cards like 2 years prior, like turned them off. I was like, I'm done with credit cards for the meantime, da, 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 da. And you needed a credit card to check in. I'm like, well, I'm not going to fly all the way the fuck there and be like, I guess I can't check into my free fucking room. Yeah. Like, so it was just silly things. I'm sure they could have worked around it, but I let fear like make that judgment call. And I shouldn't have, because I heard it was fucking badass. Cause I signed up for all those trips.
Yeah.
Caleb, the South Africa trip, the Romania.
He got to go to Cabo this past February with Kaylee. And I think the only thing that they had to pay for were flights. So it was like $500 each. And then they got at the brand new Hard Rock Resort for a week in Cabo, like a ridiculous trip.
Yeah.
So yeah, my mom's words of advice have always been, take every chance to pee and to travel. And I kind of live by that. Like, that's like one of my life mottos. Like, dude, if I can go travel, why not? Like, I am broke as shit, but like, if there's an opportunity, like, why would you not, you know?
That's a good motto.
Yeah.
See, I've done a lot of traveling, and I was just looking at a map of the United States. I'm like, man, I've seen about 80% of the United States.
Yeah.
The only part that I haven't seen is like, I think south of South Carolina and north of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that part, but I've seen the entire West Coast. I think I've seen most of the Midwest except for one of the Dakotas. In Michigan, I haven't been to Michigan, but I've been to damn near every single state in the United States.
That's one of my goals whenever I get done with college, like when I'm done and I have, I don't know, whether it's in the US or move to Australia for 6 months, or like I would go back to South Africa in a heartbeat for like 6 months, find an internship or some sort of job and work during the week and Friday, Saturday, Sunday travel, you know.
That'd be dope.
I know a dude that did that in Australia. He moved to Australia for like a year, and on the weekdays he would work like Monday through Thursday and half of Friday. And then Friday, him and all of his buddies that he had met would like go travel, like go around, go out in the wilderness and camp and
go out to the bush.
The bush, yeah. The bush. Yeah. Out to the bush. Do just rugged shit. It's like, dude, that's dope. I need to do that. So
yeah, man, you're young. So like, this is the time to travel. I'm still young. And so my wife and I are still making plans like, oh, we want to do this, we want to do that.
Yeah.
And so I would like to
travel after I get married too, though, for like 5 years. Like, don't have kids for like 5 years after I get married. Travel. 4 or 5 years. Just travel around, like kind of experience different cultures and people. So
travel and save as much money as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Those are my words of advice.
I have like $100 in my bank account. So there's no means to save.
But damn, dog. You have a job.
I do have a job. But dude, saving money is so hard for me, bro.
It's hard when you're like, especially in the industry that you're getting into, or like that shit costs money. Going to events, networking, you're in a fraternity, that shit costs money. Like, you guys are doing stuff on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
So my option
to save money would either be, hey, like, you could come out on Friday night and meet all these great people at this local bar, or you could sit at home and eat ramen and save. And I'm like, I'm going to go out every single time. Like, that's not even a question for me. Like, I've never been, I don't know. I always would rather take the chance to go like learn something or meet someone or go out and have a good time, you know?
Oh yeah. So, I agree, dude. I agree. Hey, how's work been? You still loving it?
It's been good, dude. Yeah. I haven't been working as much as I had wanted to because of school and stuff. This past week I only worked 2 days, but this next week I'm working every day. It's dope. I really like it. Work with some really great people. I don't know. Have I like explained it on here?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah. You work at a t-shirt shop,
basically t-shirt printing company. We like send it to boutiques and stuff like that. People send in orders. So if you guys want some dope t-shirts, hop on @shopcodewordhats on Instagram, shopcodeword online.
Trying to figure out a brand deal with them.
Honestly,
sponsor this podcast and we'll do like a whole promo code or something like that.
Yeah.
Be fucking badass.
I'll talk to Haley about it. But yeah, it's a great place. I work with a bunch of industry people. super cool people. It's just funny. It's a small, that adds to the small world of Nashville in my right. opinion. Like, I mean, it's just like, God, dude, the music industry. I was talking to, you haven't met Sex Wax. You probably will soon. He'll probably come on.
Yeah. You've said his name so much.
Yeah.
And so, like, I've never met the dude.
I think he's here right now, actually.
Sex Wax. Where you at, baby?
I can go get him. You want me to introduce himself?
Yeah. Bring him on.
Let me text him. Last night he came into my room and either I went in his room or he came in here. I can't remember. And he just started asking me questions. Come in my room. I want to intro you on the pod. We literally just talked about like publishing and like all the background stuff of the music industry. And before I knew it, it was like 4:45. And I was like, what the hell? Like, how did we even get here?
Time fucking flies.
Yeah, we were talking, my main point right now, like, the thing that I've noticed the most about the industry lately is there's like 5,000 people, maybe. I think I mentioned this on the one with Reigns. There's like 5,000 people in Nashville that like make the country music world turn. And that's it.
That's crazy.
It's insane. Like, other than the wow. live side, because like there's venues everywhere, but like publishing, recording, like all of that shit, everything's here. So here he is. Hold on.
Grab him. Come here. What up?
That's on the pod.
Oh, he can't hear me right now.
You're being recorded?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Everybody meet Sex Wax.
What up, dude?
Lakota, this is Sex Wax.
How's it going, man?
What's up, dog? I've heard so much about you and I've never met you.
Sounds like everybody Cave knows me. So
yeah. Well, I know you because we use your microphone constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you got a nice microphone, Sex
guy. Yeah, it was a gift to me. It's a real nice microphone. Happy I have it.
It's a very nice microphone.
I'll tell you what, it's definitely a step up from my $10 Chinese made little toy I basically had. So,
like one of those condenser mics. I think I bought my wife when I first started doing this. My wife had bought me one for Christmas.
Yeah,
and I didn't even know how to fucking use it. I'm like, I don't know how to use this. So I went and just bought like a $45 snowball, like a blue snowball.
USB.
That's what I've been recording on.
Tell you what, those things are honestly not bad at all, though.
No, he sounds good.
They're honestly pretty solid for their price. So,
yeah, I mean it records what I say. That's all I need.
Exactly.
Hey, so tell us about yourself. Like, what do you do? Why do you have such a nice ass mic? Like, why are you so important that you have a $400 mic?
All right, so basically I'm currently studying audio production here at MTSU. I'm part of the same program that Cabe is, technically, but...
Different section of it.
Different section of it.
We're in the same college.
So I've always grown up... I've grown up doing music. I've played music since I was like 6. I play piano, guitar, bass, ukulele, a little bit of banjo. So music has always been a passion of mine. I started writing music when I was real young, and it was just something where I was like, all right, well, I'm writing music, so how do I get it out there? Oh, I got to record it. Well, let me try and record it myself. And so I like found a free demo I got an interface for, you know, $50 or whatever, came with a free copy of Pro Tools, like the light version of Pro Tools. I was like, hell yeah. And, started working on there, taught myself Pro Tools. I get into college and now I'm doing audio production. So the reason I got that mic is just because that's what I do. That's what I want to do for a living. That's what I want to do for a career. So
that's nice. And that microphone will last a long time as long as you don't fucking drop it.
Oh, yeah. I assume I'm probably never going to get rid of that.
No, there's no need to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a timeless piece.
Yeah.
So that's dope, man. So what are you, like a junior, senior? Where are you at in your schooling?
I'm a sophomore, actually. Yeah, sophomore in college.
Okay. Young buck. Awesome. What have you learned in school about audio production that you didn't already know? Like the weirdest thing. Are you like, what the fuck? Right.
The weirdest
this exists? Thing.
There's probably a lot, honestly, dude. I feel like you get enlightened. Like, he'll come in my room and be like, Cape Kelly, look at this thing I've just found out. Like, I can do this, 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 and this, and it'll make this do this. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know what you're talking about because I'm not audio production, but that's dope. I'm proud of you.
Well, and I to tell you, I have some experience with like some audio production. Back when I was like 13, 14, I went to an after-school program. And they had built a studio for kids to like come and record because we were in the inner city. And I worked with Fruity Loops. So I've worked with some shit. And every day I was learning like.
We're close to the same thing though. Pro Tools is so like.
I know. It's well, like, it depends. Dude. It depends because you Fruity Loops, you have a lot of expansions that you can do. But it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
There are some DJs that do use that. But Pro Tools is like the bread and butter.
Standard.
Yeah. But every day I'd learn like, oh, fuck, I can tweak this. I can tweak that. I can do this, that. This. Like every day you can learn something new on that.
Yeah. They're
what's the weirdest thing you've learned?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think that there isn't really anything that like was weird to me necessarily. I coming into school, I already knew a fair amount, but not a lot. So I think probably the one thing that I've learned that like was like, whoa, I didn't know this was some of the like science behind like sound and music and stuff. That stuff is kind of weird. But pretty cool. I'll tell you what the weirdest thing is. The human ears perceive 3,000 hertz louder than any other frequency because that's the frequency that children cry at.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's like, so mothers can hear their kids better when they're crying.
Is it just females or is it all humans?
All humans.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit. That's cool.
I think.
Okay.
I don't know. That was just one of those weird things where I was like, what the hell? Like, okay, cool.
all right, set all my frequencies.
Yeah.
So tell us where you got your nickname, Sex Wax.
Oh, the nickname, Sex Wax? All right, so.
You're a skateboarder.
Surfer.
Surfer.
You're a surfer.
Yeah. So coming into college, I didn't expect to go to a fraternity or anything like that. So then I talked to a couple of guys, so and they were like, yeah, you should come out like to the house, you know,
rush event
tonight or whatever. No, it wasn't a rush.
Wasn't it?
No. Oh. It was like a week or so before rush. Like school hadn't even started yet. My parents were still in town they were here like touring with me or whatever. And some guys were like, yeah, come by the house tomorrow night. I was like, all right, cool. I went by the house. And I just like talked with everybody and hung out, had a good time. Well, that when I got to the house, I was wearing a shirt that said Sex Wax right across the chest. Sex Wax is a brand of surf wax. So I had picked that up when I had gone to the beach one time and I was like, oh, this is so cool. And I wore it and then it just kind of stuck because it was like, you know, a lot of these guys, you talk to them for about, you know, 10 seconds at a time when you first meet them. So they got
to
remember.
From the brother's perspective, yeah. Like to the like P&Ms, like you had no idea at first that like that was like a big deal. But like we were all like, oh yeah, that dude, what's his name? I don't remember, but he was wearing that shirt. Oh, Sex Wax. We'll just call him Sex Wax. So we just started calling him Sex Wax. And here we are 2 years later or a year and a half later. And like,
that's how it works.
It sucked.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
that's how it works. There was a P&M that turned into a great brother. We call him Starchild. And it was because in one of our, this was like, he had already been a member for about 6 months. He'd pledged and we were having an election and he put himself up for a position. He nominated himself and we're like, okay, well, why do you think you'd be a great fit for that position? He goes, well, because I'm Starchild. Like, what the fuck? Did you just give yourself a nickname?
A nickname.
So now like that's, I have to remind myself that his name is Connor.
Yeah.
Cause like I've always called him Star Child after that. And so
when he introduced himself as Philip, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Your name's not Philip, dude.
No. No, you will have to legally change your name to Sex Wax. And you know what? That's a great audio engineer name.
Dude, I was telling him that.
Dude, you know what? Like that is just such a great name for a DJ, for audio engineering, everything. You're Sex Wax. DJ Sex Wax. Wooka wooka.
Like, told you, dude. Yeah, dude. I told you.
That's so funny. Me and Kate quite literally had like a 2.5 hour conversation about that the other night because, you know, I hear you say that. I'm like, yeah, duh, that makes sense. And then part of me is like, has reservations about it. And I don't know. We went back and forth.
No reservations. None. Yeah. You should have none. Just expel all of those reservations. Take some mushrooms. Really think about it, dog. Yeah. It's sex wax. It really is a God-given gift to you. Yeah. Okay.
Thank God for that t-shirt.
Yeah, really.
Right?
Somebody fucking stole it.
You were wearing it the other night.
No, that's not the same one.
Oh, he has like three of them.
Someone stole the original one?
Yeah.
You know, that's gonna be on eBay in like 15 years. And be like, this is the original sex wax shirt. This is how he got his name.
See,
and it's going to be like some ATO member back in the day. Be like, yeah, I don't know how I ended up with this shirt, but now it's worth $150,000 to the right bid. So you're going to make someone very wealthy one day.
Maybe.
What were you about to say?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
That's kind of how this works.
Yeah, I have no idea who stole it, where it went. I have no clue.
Well, let's put a broadcast out now. For the motherfucker who stole Sex Wax's Sex Wax shirt, please bring it back. Okay? It is sentimental.
The worst part is I don't even know when it got stolen. It got stolen at some point last year, and I realized in the spring semester, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I don't have my Sex Wax shirt anymore. So there are a lot of different times and a lot of different people who could have taken it. So it...
You should put out missing posters all over the game. Have you seen this shirt? Please call this number. Just post them everywhere. You'll find it. You'll find it. So if not, it'll definitely be in the campus newsletter.
Yeah.
At some point. But like, it's apparently someone's missing a Sex Wax shirt, and it's very important to them. So please return it to the original owner.
That's funny.
Fuck yeah, you're gonna get a sponsorship out of this.
Maybe.
By the way.
Maybe. Yeah.
What'd you say? What'd he say?
He said, I'm going to get a sponsorship out of this.
Oh, easily, dude. An endorsement deal for that?
Oh, yeah.
Sex Wax turns into a record label.
There we go.
Like, become Sex like Wax a big like production. Music conglomerate.
I forgot Cabe can't hear me. So
I can hear you.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I turned it up on his ears. I just couldn't hear the last thing you said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I must be really loud in his ears.
No, those noise-canceling headphones are not very noise-canceling.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good. You're not that loud.
Oh, okay, good. Well, it was awesome meeting you, dog.
Bring you on, though, dude. We'll get like a full hour and a half in with Sex Wax one day.
Yeah, nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Will you lock my door?
Yeah.
That's Sex Wax, ladies and gentlemen.
He's dope.
The man himself.
He is dope, dude.
I love Sex Wax.
Dude, you know what I can't fucking stand? And this is what we need to start adding. What? To the podcast is just some fucking rant. I can't stand motherfuckers who drive 95 miles per hour when it's pissing down rain. Can't stand it. And I'm sure
drive fast like that anyways, but
yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Cause I mean, I used to be like, when I had my Passat, they had like the little turbo injection in it. And I'd go 100 miles per hour and I have no idea that I'm driving that fucking fast.
Yeah, it is. You can get up like really, really quick.
You drove my car that one night, didn't you?
I did.
You did. You drove my car that night. Oh, it's a smooth ass ride, isn't it?
I forgot about that, dude.
Yeah, it's a smooth fucking ride. And like you will accelerate 0 to 60 and you have no idea you're going that fucking fast.
Yeah.
And it's not like a super nice car, but it was just like well taken care of and it had a great fucking engine in it. Yeah. But now I'm driving the little Fiesta. Like if I go above 80, I fucking feel it.
Yeah.
That little go-kart starts shaking a little, everything. And people in Portland drive like they're in Texas. They drive so fucking fast. Every morning I'm driving and there's always some fucking asshole in a giant ass lifted Jeep or a giant ass lifted 350 hauling ass past me and I can't see the fucking road.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how the fuck can you see it? I know you're a little bit higher, but there's, you know, every morning here in the Pacific Northwest, here's a fun fact. There's a haze that happens. It actually, when I go in the weather, it's fog. But when you go in the weather app, it says haze. You can't see shit. You can't see anything.
I don't like that.
You can't see anything. So people are just fucking hauling ass. And you're like, first of all, it's pitch black and you can see like maybe 10 feet in front of you. That's it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You have no regard for anyone's safety. Fucking, I can't stand that shit. I just, sometimes I want to find those people and slash their fucking tires just to take them off the road for, you know, a day or two.
I'd hate that. Yeah.
So annoying.
There's this guy that just pledged. His name's Tyler Dixon. He's one of the funniest dudes. He's from South Mississippi. Like, he's hilarious. That's the only way I could say it. And he drives an Infiniti something, like a nice car. And one of the first times I like interacted with him, he was telling me about how he had just gotten pulled over for going like 60 in a 35 and he got out of the ticket. And I was like, how, like, why were you going that fast on a road in Murfreesboro? Like, not even like a highway. Like, what the hell? But we rode with him. We went up to Knoxville for Halloween. That was when I FaceTimed you with McKay.
Oh, okay.
We were up in Knoxville and I rode with him and a guy named Rooster, who's my little bro in the fraternity. And we took Rooster's truck and Rooster drove up and then Tyler drove back. And we got up there with Rooster in like 2 hours and 45, maybe 2:30. We got back, like hour 55, like a significant amount less than we did like going up there. And we weren't even on the interstate coming back home. On the way up, we were on the interstate. On the way back, we were on like back roads and Tyler was freaking flying. And I was like, dude, you've got to slow down. Like, you have got to slow down. This is not comfortable. Like, it kind of freaks me out. I'm also kind of a control freak. I would always rather be the one driving, but I was hungover as hell. So he had to.
My best friend's girlfriend drives like a goddamn maniac.
Yeah.
You ever meet those people where like traffic lines are just suggestions for them? Yeah.
Oh, dude. Like, that's so scary, bro.
They're the same people that color outside the lines with no regard. Like, they're just like, fuck it. Reckless abandon. So, all right, she's funny as hell, all right? Really good person. But I will never be a passenger of a vehicle she is in control of ever again.
Yeah.
Even if my life depended on it, even if I was fucking stranded in the Mojave Desert, and she was the only ride. I'd be like, I'll walk.
Yeah.
I'll walk. Yeah. Dude, we went, I don't know where the fuck I was going. I was going to Starbucks with her one morning. This was when I was staying with them for the month while I was looking for a place for April and I up here.
What's his name? Bryce?
Yeah.
Bryce's
and girlfriend. Yeah, his girlfriend. Yeah. And her name's Danielle. Shout out Danielle. I think
you're a horrible driver. You have horrible.
I told her this too. I'm like, I'm never getting in the fucking car with you again. That was terrifying. And she's just like fucking whipping around corners and just like, you know, if she knew how to drift, she'd be drifting around and like through intersections and shit. And then we were pulling into Starbucks. And you know, when you're pulling into like, you're in the right lane, the Starbucks is in the left and you have like a little median that you can kind of merge onto and then turn on.
Yeah.
She just like, instead of like taking her time and like pulling gently into the fucking parking lot, she just like just fucking rips in. I'm like, that was so unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, and you're driving up to the voice box to make your order and just like going like 25 miles per hour to it and then coming to a stop. It's like, goddamn. Like, no.
Yeah, I'm out.
No.
I'm out. No. Definitely not. Not my fault.
I can't do it. I can't drive with people like that. And I think, you know, what's so funny. My wife thinks I'm a horrible driver, but I'm not. I'm really not. I'm cautious. You know, there was a time in my life where I was crazy.
I'm not reckless by any means, but like if I have somewhere to be, like I'm not doing that, but like I'll drive pretty quickly. Like I'm definitely aware of my surroundings. So I feel like people that go 95 in the rain just don't give a rip and they're just going. Like
they don't.
They don't even have any. They don't give a shit. They're just.
It's like, and you know what? If it's because you're getting to work, like obviously you're going somewhere because it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I know you're driving to either work or something important, or else you wouldn't be this early.
Yeah.
Leave earlier.
Yeah.
Wake up like me. There's a reason why I wake up at the time I wake up and I leave my house at the time I leave my house. I technically don't have to be at work until 7.
Yeah.
But I know if I get there at 7.
Go get her, Lakota. The early bird gets the worm, homie.
Yeah. But also like there's limited parking. I know I want parking. So I try and get there by like 6:15, 6:20. And I take a nap this whole week, I've taken a 10 to 15 minute nap in my car because I'm so fucking tired. Hey, I got to piss real quick, but we don't have a guest on. I'm going to try and pause this and see what it does. It pauses, so I'm going to see what it does. Okay. All right, listeners, we'll be right back. And we are back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
That's so cool. I don't know how that's going to work in post, but
it'll be fine. I'll probably just stop the recording.
That's fucking dope. We never tried that. Oh, by the way, I'm going to post this video. This is going to be the first video that we post. On you down for that? YouTube?
Well, I didn't know.
I know. I didn't know either, but it just seems like a good... Yeah. No? You don't want that posted?
I didn't know before. I wouldn't have, but...
Do you care?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
My bad. If I didn't next know before, one. I wouldn't know. Yeah, that's fine. We can do the next one.
Yeah, next one. Because I definitely want to start doing video. I just feel like it reached like a different audience. People would be able to put a face to the name.
It'd be funny. Like if we went through and like edited little clips, took like an hour out of the week, mm-hmm. went through and edited little clips to post and stuff like on Instagram story. That in my opinion, I would post stuff like that on my like Instagram and stuff and people would slide up probably.
Fuck yeah.
Is that a Rolling Rock? A little Rolling Rock action?
Always Rolling Rock, baby.
Rock rolling, baby.
I go buy a 30 pack. I didn't buy one this weekend, but I probably end up doing it for $15.
That's so sick.
Yeah, and I'm in a really bad habit lately of I get home. This isn't the bad habit. I'll have a beer, like April will have a beer ready and dinner ready for me at the table. And I'll drink that one with dinner and then I'll open up another one. I may or may not finish that one. Dude, it's so wasteful. If I finish that second one, I generally open up a third one and I'll drink like a quarter of it. Ugh, but I'm asleep by then. Now. Oh, it's so bad, dude. It's such a waste of money. Dude,
I've been into the Rolling Rock for real. It's not as cheap as it is up there because I'm sure they're distributed or something up there where it would be cheaper. But you can look on the can and tell me. But I mean, it's like $6.
No, that's what I'm doing.
It's $6 for a six pack of that. And then it's $6.70 for a six pack. No, $5.99 for a six pack, and $5.70 for a six pack of Miller High Life. And so I'll get a six of each. Usually, now Miller High Life, dude. Miller High Life is so good, and it is so cheap. I did not realize it's better than like Michelob, Miller Lite, any of those.
Yeah, it's a really good
beers, but it's cheaper. That's why I like it too.
Yeah, let's see. No, St. Louis. Missouri.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So they're from Bush then.
Yeah, but dude, it's good. It has 1.3 grams of protein. I've actually never seen this on a can before where it actually has the nutritional facts. Let's see how many calories. 130 calories. That's to be expected. So it's a good thing I don't drink like a full three of these, but these are fucking great.
Yeah.
I know we do the whole like, Coors Banquet.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
That's just
and I'm drinking Rolling Rock, but you know,
a little joke. Just
fun. Yeah, fuck yeah. But I'm also hoping that like low key that'll turn into some kind of sponsorship deal. Kind of
endorsement deal with Rolling Rock.
Just and if they do, I'll replace this with Coors Banquet. Coors Banquet.
I don't remember who it was that I heard this. I think it was Michael Hardy. He's a songwriter and artist in Nashville. I think it was Hardy. And he was talking about how he was sponsored by Corona and they would send him like pallets of beer.
Oh yeah.
Like
I bet
pallets of beer. And they would just show up. Like they wouldn't even tell him. It would just show up on his damn driveway and he'd have to like carry each case in. Like,
hey, do you like Monster energy drinks?
Yeah. I don't drink energy drinks really ever, but if I were getting one, I would get Monster.
Okay. So, one thing that you should look into while you're a college student still, you can do their ambassadorship program for your university.
Oh, interesting.
You're Greek. That's what they're looking for. You're active and you're a student. Like they're looking for guys like that. I was a Monster Energy drink ambassador for a semester. It pays like $200 a semester. It's not a lot, or $200 a month or something like that. But they'll send you pick them up from a distributor, like 12 to 15 cases.
Whoa.
A month. Dang. Or a semester or something like that. And your job as an ambassador is to host an event with Monster Energy drinks. You have to do two a semester, I think, and give them away for free and do like, you know, just fun events.
Yeah.
And you can literally just tie it in with whatever fraternity event you're doing.
Whatever event you're doing, yeah. You can do that with a concert too, dude.
You do it with a concert, take pictures and shit like that. They send you swag to give away. They send you a banner and stuff like that.
I love how it's call it like all merch dope. Now. All merch now, after I work for Vivint, is like, dude, they send you swag. Like all that.
Vivint, oh, it's swag.
Dude, Vivint had the hookups, bro. We talked about that. All my shit is Vivint now. Everything. My luggage, most of my clothes, the hats that I wear, a lot of gym shorts that I have are Vivint.
I'm wearing my Space Monkey hat. Do you know about this one?
Space Monkey is that company they bought, right?
So Space Monkey, yeah. I mean, they like merged with them, but I don't even know what number I am. Hold on. Let me take this off.
411.
Let's see. 411 out of 500. So I was a rookie that year. And this is before they turned it into like the Vivint Smart Drive.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But yeah, Space Monkey, it was the flight club. And the top 500 reps who sold the most amount of Space Monkeys with the camera setup. It was a device that allowed your cameras to record 24/7.
It was like your DVR, basically.
Yeah.
30
for your home security cameras.
Yeah.
Yep.
My mom has
that. Yeah, and I sold a fuckload of them because I would sell them literally to people who just bought a doorbell.
Yeah.
Like everything. And my boss was like, why are you putting them on a doorbell? I'm like, why not? Like more money in my pocket and they can record 24/7 what's going on in their front door.
Yeah.
He was a fucking scammer.
Yeah, that's funny.
You fucking scammer. Cause they're usually like meant for like, if you have like a multiple camera system,
yeah,
it allows them to record. But yeah, I sold a lot of them. So my rookie year, I was in the top 500 out of like, I think 6,000 reps that year.
One. Hell yeah, that's sick. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I sold a lot of them. I mean, I sold like 90 accounts that year.
That's awesome.
Something like that.
The first time that I realized like how crazy, first off, when I interviewed with Vivint, I interviewed with Morgan Cram in the student union at MTSU and I did not want to go. I was supposed to meet him at noon. I showed up at 12:30, like just didn't want to go. I didn't know who this dude was. And I went up, talked to him and I was like, oh, this is super interesting. I get to move away for a summer and sell this stuff and make a bunch of money. Like, I'm interested. So I'd go to the office and you walk into the office and it's this bougie ass place. We got a 70-inch TV, like Xbox, PlayStation, ping pong. Like, it's like a frat house, but it's an office kind of, much better than our frat house. That's for sure. But then I got invited with Scott Bell to like a leadership conference retreat in Utah in, God, I can't remember what the place is called. It was the house that the Kardashians stay at when they go to ski in Utah. It was like
out in Park City.
It was not in Park City. It was like 30 minutes outside of Park City. It was out. Like it was out in the middle of nowhere. Like we were shooting like shotguns in the backyard. Like no, like there was no one around, but it was beautiful.
Wow.
And they gave us all this stuff. They gave us a duffel bag full of shit, like a pair of shoes, bunch of hats, like all this crazy stuff. And
the fuck?
Dude, it was crazy dope.
And I wasn't invited to this.
It was four people because our team was brand new. It was four up and coming like managers. So Taft went and Stephen Lavelle went. You didn't meet Stephen. But those were like our two managers who had sold already. So it was everyone there had already had a season under their belt and were going in to be assistant managers, but we had four spots to fill. And so they invited two rookies with us too, like with our team. So I got to go with another guy who ended up quitting the first week that summer.
What a waste.
He had some personal stuff going on. I think it was pretty fairly justified, but
no, fuck that. It was a waste.
Mm,
just, I'm kidding. I don't know. Was, I'm just it, talking it, on it my ass. Crazy.
But it was.
He's like, he got cancer. I'm like, when, oh.
That was when. That was when I realized, like, oh, this is a super cool company, but they just kind of reel you in, and then they're like, oh, wait, you have to, like, knock doors. Like, have fun.
No, Vivint's a dope-ass company, and honestly, like, if I was in a better, just, like, financial situation where, like, things were more stable.
Yeah.
And I could go out, and it is a risk. I would knock doors. Like, I told April, if like for whatever reason, right, carpentry just doesn't work for whatever reason. I don't foresee it not working out, but for whatever reason it doesn't, and we have put money away like we've been doing, I'll go and knock for a solar company.
Dude, I would like, sell solar like that. Mm-hmm. They haven't expanded it to Tennessee yet, but they just did to Georgia, and Tennessee's working on legislation now for like tax write-offs and stuff like that. I will sell solar tomorrow if it comes.
Yeah.
It's not an easy sale because it's like a $30,000 investment, but people make money. Like consumers make money off of buying solar and having that investment because they buy their solar and sell it back to the grid.
Yeah, it's a win-win-win. And you make a ton of money as a rep, whether you're setting appointments or closing.
Yeah.
Because there's some companies that like the closer will make a majority of the commission, but still if you're setting the appointments, so you're knocking the doors.
Yeah.
And you're setting the appointments, you're still making like 30 or 40% of the cut or something like that.
Dude, and the cuts are like, I have a buddy that I'm not going to disclose who he is or like how much money he's made, but we met him in South Africa with Vivint. And then that month, that was November 2019. And he left the company December 2019 for a solar company. And this past year, he'll post his checks and stuff on his Instagram. And he was making like $40,000 a week. 40, 50, 60K checks like in the mail, like coming.
Oh, yeah.
Like he would sell like two accounts and make 60 grand or something. Really,
those are big because usually I think
that was an exaggeration. I guess per account, I guess on average, I think he told me he'd make anywhere from 8 grand to 15, depending on how big the solar system was.
Easy. Yeah. And if you're setting appointments, you can make like 4 grand an appointment.
Yeah.
If it gets closed,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's an insane industry, and it's really popping up now, especially like with the tax incentives.
The tax incentives are unbelievable. It would be ridiculous for you not to take the tax incentives. Like, I don't remember exactly what they were because they've changed since. But when he was recruiting me to do that with him in San Diego last year, it was like tens of thousands of dollars for the consumer to do it in tax write-offs over the course of their whatever 20 or 30 year term or whatever.
Yeah. Or whatever it is. I mean, it really just pays for itself.
Easily.
It's fucking brilliant, dude. You know, it's something that's really cool that my wife and I are doing again. It's called once a month meals. You ever heard of it?
Uh-uh.
So I think it was Jen and Barry that introduced us, and I'm trying to remember who they fucking are on my in-laws side. I think they're my wife's cousins.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Or great cousins or something like that. Anyways, they're dope as fuck. And they were telling us about it during Christmas, I think last year. And so we started doing it with her family in Laredo. And basically what it is once a month you go buy, this is so boring, but I got to talk about it because it's just really exciting. Boring and exciting. I don't know. Whatever. You be the judge of it. You be the judge of this. So you basically meal prep all of your meals, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're just doing breakfast and dinner for the entire month on one day. And you put them in the freezer and then you bust them out, put them in the slow cooker or microwave them or whatever. And you have dinner and breakfast.
Yeah.
And so our weekly, spending on food at the grocery store had been anywhere between like $100 and $140, give or take. Like last week we had buy a lot of stuff, so we spent like almost $200,
yeah,
on fucking groceries for 1 week.
Yeah,
like that's a lot of money.
I can easily spend $100 on groceries a week for me, just me.
Yeah. And it's just the two of us, so it's like that's a lot, right? That's you know, that's absolutely unnecessary. When it was just me, I was spending anywhere between $50 and $70,
yeah,
a week. But I wasn't eating good food. I was eating fucking a shitload of processed food. So today we just went grocery store. We went to the grocery store and we spent maybe $150 for the entire month.
Wow.
$150 for the entire month to feed us both breakfast and dinner. And then lunches, I just take like a PB&J or a ham sandwich for meals when I'm at work.
Yeah.
And my wife only eats twice a day. She only eats breakfast and dinner.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's dope.
I don't know how she does it. I mean, I'm a fat boy.
I literally, like last night when we ate at that restaurant, that's the only time I ate all day. Like I've just gotten, and it's not like I'm hungry and I'm starving myself. I'm just not eating. Like I'm just not hungry.
You on that Adderall?
I don't take Adderall.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Just food and beer pretty much.
Well, beer will help you lose weight in a weird way.
In a weird way.
If you don't get the munchies, if you just fill up on beer, you get full.
It's horrible. That's horrible for you, but I mean.
No, I'm going to endorse it. If you want to lose weight, just drink beer.
Dude, that's what I did. That's literally what I did from like when we would come to the house. This is not even a joke. Well, we would come to the, when quarantine started, March 9th was when shit hit the fan. School got canceled for the next 3 weeks. We were like, all right, well, we're just going to hang out. I would come to the fraternity house every night. Every night we'd come here at like 8:30, start a fire, hang out till 1, go home, go to sleep, wake up at like noon. And then I would eat maybe once at that time and then do it all over again. And I lost 25 pounds, 22 and a half pounds, I think, from March to October, September, October. So
that's nuts.
It was horrible. It's not good for you at all. But I mean, I'm 20 years old. I don't really care.
Nah, fuck it. Your liver will be fine.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it will be when I stop drinking, but.
You foresee a future where you don't drink?
I mean, not like I do now. I mean, we all drink like damn fish out here. Mm. That's all there is to do this year, especially, is just play beer die and drink beer.
What's beer die?
It's that game where you throw a die like 10 feet in the air and you land it on the other side of the table. There's four cups on each side. You have to throw it halfway and the die bounces. And if it goes off the table and hits the ground, it's a point for your team. If they catch it, it's no points. If you overthrow it, it's a point for the other team. It's kind of complicated, but it's really easy once you get going. It's the best drinking game, easily.
I've never heard of it. You've mentioned it a couple times, and I'm like, maybe he'll explain it. You never elaborated.
It's hard to elaborate on because it's hard to explain without like seeing it, but it is by far the best drinking game.
Beer die.
Beer die.
Beer die rules. officialdrinkingpartner.com. You know what? It's an ad, but I'm going to click on it because they have a really interesting URL. Let's see what you need to play. You need two standard 16 millimeter dice, one flat 8x4 foot surface, wooden table, four players of drinking age.
That's funny.
Four 16 ounce pint glasses and four beers of your choice. Let's see. Okay. Here are the rules. Here's a description. Beer die is a defensive beer sport designed for athletes. Okay.
More like beer leads.
Yeah, right. The object of the game is to sink your opponent's cups while defending your half of the table. To begin a match, one player from each team rolls a die. The highest roller's team is awarded the first toss, and the opposing team chooses their end to defend. Da, 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 da.
We play that.
There's a lot of fucking rules to this. I'm not going to read them all.
That's super complicated. We have house rules like that we just play by. Like the oldest person at the table's team goes first. Like if the die lands on the table and it lands on a one, then you get a point. If it lands on two, you don't get anything. Three is a rethrow. Four is nothing. Five is 2 points. And six is everybody drinks. It's like we just have like our own rules that we've kind of come up with over time.
Wow. Well, I'll leave a link to this officialdrinkingpartner.com.
It's a great game, dude.
Yeah. If you guys want to pick it up, use promo code I can't even. I'm just kidding.
Use promo code I can't even 78% off.
Right. How cool would that be? But yeah, I'll leave it in the description. So if you guys want to check it out, they also, I think they sell.
Did you see that?
Things to play.
Did you see that thing with that Vanderbilt kicker, right? That girl last week?
Yeah.
She just hit her first extra point. She's the first woman to ever score in a Power 5 conference game.
That's fucking dope.
Interesting. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And she's an athlete. She's a goaltender.
She's a goaltender for the soccer
team. And they just won their championship, didn't they?
Yeah, they just won the SEC championship.
That's fucking dope.
It's pretty sick.
They're like, people are, oh,
people are consistently like talking shit about it and whatever. because
what is there to talk shit about that she's a girl?
Like, well, this is why, and I understand this point, but like they have a field goal kicker that they brought on that's a dude that just kicked like a 39-yard field goal in the game, and then she came out and kicked the extra point after a touchdown. That's what they're talking shit about, is like the fact that like this is all just a stunt. It's not her. Oh. It's Vanderbilt. Like, they're talking shit about Vanderbilt, not her being like on the team, because it's amazing she's doing that.
I did see that someone posted on Facebook, like some like people were commenting like egregious shit, like, dude, oh, gangbang time and like fucking like, yeah, it's like, you guys, come on, like holy off your shit,
damn couch, dude. Like, you could not hit a 20-yard field goal with a gun to your head. Like, shut up.
Fuck no, dude. I've tried when I played football for one season in fourth grade, but I tried later on in life. I think I was like 17, just to kick a five yard goal. Just a little bit.
Yard line, yeah. That's a 15-yarder.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy fuck, dude.
It's impossible. I honestly, it's unbelievable how people do that.
And then when you see people like in the NFL kick like a 60-yard field goal, you're like,
How did you do that, dude?
What?
Yeah.
How is that possible? You defy physics.
When someone's kicking off, like when they kick off from the opposite, like 30 or 30, whatever it is, and it goes through the back of the end zone and like goes through the field goal.
They just launch that fucker.
It's like, bro, how do you do that? But yeah, shouts to Sarah Fuller. Good for her. It's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I think it's dope. You know, whether it was a gimmick or not, you know, I think, you know, women really don't have an opportunity to play football like that at the collegiate level. Yeah. And so, you know, to be a little bit more inclusive until there is a separate opportunity where it's more, because physiologically, right, it's not equal.
It's not, dude. It would be
like if she tried to tackle any one of those running backs or anything like that, she'd be fucking flat.
Yeah, it would
just be slept on her back, right? But until there's an equal opportunity, I think, you know, why not?
It's getting there.
You know,
it's cool.
She's a kicker. Like, she's not a linebacker. Yeah. You know, she's not a fucking center. She's not a defensive tackle. Like, she's not.
We played against a girl in high school that was a center when I was in, I think it was, I was either eighth grade or the freshman year.
She flattened your ass?
No, I didn't play. I was on the team, but I didn't play that game. But she was their
center. Were you a bench warmer?
Yeah, I never played. The coaches hated me, dude. I was always the one cutting up, like raising hell. Like, they always hated me. Always hated me.
Wow. My uncle, I think, was like the assistant coach of our football team, and he made it a big deal that I was on the team. I was like the smallest kid too. I was always really, really short. And I'm no taller. I'm only like 5'7", 5'8" on my good days. And I don't know why he made such a big deal out of it. I think I scored like 2 touchdowns that entire season.
Oh yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, I was the one that, like, I was always in charge of the aux and stuff, like before practice and games and stuff. And I went to a small private Christian school, so like we weren't allowed to play explicit music. But one week we played, I think I played Highway to Hell or something.
Oh,
I'm on the highway. And dude came in, our coach came in, was ripping me apart. And I was like, okay, like, I'm sorry, I won't play it again. And he went back into his office, which is right in the locker room. And I played Big Bad John, that song, because his name's John.
Yeah.
Big Bad John. So we played that.
Hey, Charlie Pride just died.
Yeah, he did. Charlie Pride died this morning.
Holy shit. I just got a notification of that.
Yeah. Rest in peace. The oldest, first ever African-American member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Mm-hmm. There was, hold on. It's manager Jack Johnson. I think, I know this is, sorry for the dead air, guys. I think I met his manager.
Who? Charlie Pride?
Charlie Pride's manager.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
I'm trying to. No. When I was knocking doors. Shut the fuck up. Wow. Rest in peace, Charlie Pride. Okay. So it's still in its plastic wrap. I knocked a door in Denton, Texas, and it was this like British dude, like this white British dude. And he was like, I was like, hey, well, like, what did you do for work? Da 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 da. He goes, I was a music manager, or I am a music manager. I go, shut up. Right. This is before like I knew you well. Yeah. I think this is before I knew you.
Yeah.
And fucking he gives me, he goes, yeah, you ever heard of Charlie Pride? And I'm like, no, never have. And he goes, oh man, he's like a, you know, he's a big deal in the country world, da 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 da. Like, I'll give you a CD. And he gives me this fresh CD, still in the plastic and everything for free.
Yeah. That's dope.
And yeah, I can't remember if I set this guy up. But let's see if they have his name on here. Probably not, but Music City Records. Da 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 da. Anyways, fucking small world. Small world. I met his fucking manager.
Keeps getting smaller and smaller, dude.
Yeah. Dude, that's
I remember weird. I'll always remember that. You remember in The Parent Trap at the end of the movie, they're all like at the hotel. The one with Lindsay Lohan, you know what I'm talking about?
Dennis. I know the movie you're talking about, yes.
Okay, so at the end of the movie, there's a part where like the soon to be wife who then ends up getting broken up with, she's like, wow, it's a small, small world and it keeps getting smaller. I said, God bless. Sorry. And to clear my
throat.
That's
okay.
She said that the
other movie. Let me clear my throat.
Dude, I'm all on today. Are you on TikTok, Lakota?
I refuse to get on TikTok. My wife is on TikTok. Dude, I waste so much fucking time as it is. I can't be on TikTok.
A second.
I think we talked about this in the last podcast.
I'm about to send you a TikTok that I had last week that blew up.
You already sent it to me.
The one of Grant?
Yeah.
I did?
Where he's like...
Oh, yeah, the surprise.
He's all like shocked and shit.
We talk about it?
Yeah, we talked about it.
I don't even remember that. Okay, my bad.
Hey, you're wasted, dude. So
wasted. What we were talking on here?
You're fucked up, dude. You're so fucked up.
I was not. I haven't been drunk on the pod since with that one that we didn't post.
You know what? And one day we'll start a Patreon and like people can pay for that episode.
Well, we were on. We talked for like 2.5 hours, dude.
3 hours.
Golly.
3 hours because we recorded for an hour the first segment and then it stopped recording for some reason. And then we recorded for another 2.5 hours after that. And we're just fucking wasted. I think I had like 4 or 5 shots. We'll have to have another episode like that where like we play a big game of like Cards Against Humanity or something like that with people.
Yeah.
And just
we could do it with Sex Wax. Sex Wax on tequila, bruh. Tequila Wax comes out. he's just trying to box people, dude. It's awesome.
That's so fucking funny. Yeah, we'll have to have a big game of Cards Against Humanity and it will be a fucking shit show and this podcast will be canceled because of it.
Love it.
We'll make it the 100th episode or something like that. Or maybe, you know what? I think that would be a fun way to celebrate the year anniversary. Let's figure out when is December 23rd. December 23rd is the anniversary.
I think that's a Tuesday.
Okay. Then
I think it's a Tuesday. Let me look.
Well, I'm not getting fucking drunk on a Tuesday, dude.
You're not going to have work the next day. No,
yes, I am.
It's a Wednesday. No, you're not. Christmas Eve. You're not going to work on Christmas Eve, Lakota.
Yeah, I am. I'm working a nooner.
What?
I have the option not to go into work.
Do you get time and a half or something?
I don't think so. But I'm going in for half a day.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to, dude. Like that. I make really good money. I make like $25 an hour.
That's sick.
And that's just starting out. It's going to go up to like 43 or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And I right now, like while April and I are trying to build back our savings from fucking moving up here.
Yeah.
I have to work all the days that I possibly can. And they're talking about it just a couple of days ago. Like, you know, the general contractor is going to be shutting down the site for New Year's Eve. Or for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And I'm like, I can't do that again.
Yeah.
Where I miss 2 days out of the week. Because the taxes up here are fucking killer, dude.
I bet.
Like, I only take home, I think, I think I only take home like 38 grand a year and I make 52,000.
Shoo!
Yeah.
Golly, dude.
The taxes here.
Dude, move to Tennessee, baby. No state income, homie. As if it even matters for me. I'm not making enough money to pay taxes anyways, but.
Yeah, but then like, you know, the benefits of that.
I'm just glad I'm on a W-2 now or W-4, whatever. I'm not on a 1099, so I don't have to keep track of it, bro. It just comes out of my paycheck. Like,
right.
Thank God.
Oh, dude, paying taxes is fucking brutal, dude. Like, after the fact, it's so, like, because, you know, people, like, and when they're 1099, they're like, oh, yeah, I made, like, this amount of money. It's like, yeah, but how much did you pay in taxes?
25% or something stupid.
It just, you know, it just depends on how you break it down and, like, what your expenses are and how you want to weasel the system, but...
How you can write it off.
Yeah, but, oh, my God, dude. I told my wife, like, that's why I love this career. It's like, you go and do your job. It's super fucking fulfilling. It's hard work. It's work that, you know, most people just don't want to do because it's taxing on the body and on the mind. I don't know if you've ever tried to talk to me after a shift of work. I can't talk. I'm like, my brain doesn't work. Like, problem solving all day and just like staying motivated to work in the rain and shit like that. And, you know, keep a good pace at work.
Yeah.
It's fucking grueling, but it pays. But dude, the minimum income what is it? The
minimum wage.
Yeah. Minimum wage here is $13.50. So, but after taxes, right? Like, you know, the tax rate's fucking, you know, 20% or whatever. You're taking home a quarter of that. Or a fifth of that, or they're taking out a fifth of your income, but keeps these states beautiful.
True.
They need to figure out the homelessness problem though. The homelessness problem is fucking ridiculous. I don't know how they're going to solve that. Anyway, dude, that's so crazy. I'm talking about this Charlie Pride thing, you know, rest in peace, Charlie Pride, but holy fuck, dude, the fact that I met someone associated with him, closely associated with him, is fucking nuts.
Dude, a manager's like your spouse. We were talking about that last night at dinner. Like, if you don't like your manager, dude, you might as well just quit, bro. Like, that's literally like your right-hand man, you know?
Oh, yeah. I imagine so. Like, you're super, like, the relationship is intimate.
Yeah.
Because you're making very important decisions together.
For sure.
Throughout your career.
Yeah.
And it was crazy that it was a British dude, like in American country music.
Yeah.
I'm still like tripping it.
I was on a Red Door call the other night, one of those Red Door hangs, and there was a girl on there, super cool gal. Her name's Sasha McVeigh, and she's from Britain. She's from the UK, and she's over here singing country music on Lower Broadway. They call her the British redneck, and she is British as hell. Like, she is, like, there's no way she could have hidden it, like, at all, you know? But she was super, super cool. It was awesome meeting her. So
I'm trying to remember this guy's name.
It's probably on that record somewhere. I guarantee it is. It's probably inside of it.
I've never opened it. I'm gonna open it now.
The unveil.
I'm gonna open it.
I guarantee it's in the front. It's in the front booklet. It'll be in there.
Do you think Do you think it's worth money?
No, it's not worth money. Look, you probably $5 for that. Probably. Take the plastic off. Listen, hear me out.
Okay, I'm taking the plastic off. You can hear it.
ASMR. Oh, I don't like that sound. All right. Now, on the bottom left-hand side. No, don't. Because it's got that white thing at the top. You can either take that off, which I wouldn't, because if you did want to end up selling it, the plastic wrap doesn't mean anything, but that thing does. On the bottom left corner, hold it up. You see how it flaps? There's two little tabs. There's one on the top. No, on the other side.
Like, look there?
On the other side. Bottom. You can pull that tab off. Look.
Oh.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Go over there to the left. Move your left hand to the left. Down. Right where your thumb is. There's a little tab. And pull that down.
There is no tab.
There is. Look. On the side. Like, if this is the CD and it opens.
Am I sliding this thing out?
Yeah, you could do that too, I guess. I didn't know you'd be able to get it out like that.
Yeah, it just slides out, buddy. Okay, let's see. Where would it be?
Probably the back.
So produced by produced by Chet Atkins, Felton Jarvis, and Jack Clement. Background vocals produced by, let's see, recording engineer for all tracks is Jim Malloy. I don't see a manager, but this is what like Daniel was talking about, right? Yep. So he would go and like
go and find phone numbers to call people.
Let's see. Project supervised by Greg Goslin. Let's see. Mastered by analog to digital tape transfer. Yeah, I don't see anything. Original artist, photography, and album artwork elements courtesy of Sony Music. Let's see. Music City Records would like to thank the team at Sony. So it was Music City Records. This is
they don't exist
record anymore. Company. They don't?
I don't think so. Unless they've changed names.
Original back cover notes from Make Mine Country. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't see anything. But, yeah, it's fucking crazy. There's a signature back here, but I don't know if that's like a legitimate signature from somebody. Yeah.
Or a logo.
So, yeah, dude, I don't know. But that's fucking crazy that, I mean, they have numbers here for Sony Records.
Yeah.
But Music City Records, let's see if that's a real thing now. Now we're just like, I'm on a hunt to find.
Deep dive.
Yeah. Because Jack Johnson, I mean, it's not. Does Jack, like the actual Jack Johnson?
No.
That
would have been way before Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson, music manager. Charlie Pride. If I saw a picture of him, I'll recognize him. Jack Johnson, Charlie Pride, manager. Let's see, images. No, that's just all Charlie Pride. Country music manager. This is so boring. Nope, that's just all Jack Johnson. Like the Jack Johnson. Jack B. Johnson. That's Tom Collins. Yeah, I don't know. Music City Records.
I have no idea. It's,
I don't know either, but their website is still active. Let's see. Their artists are Sony Burgess, Daryl Perry, and Charlie Pride.
So it's not an active label then, probably. It's probably all old.
Yeah, it looks like an old fucking site, dude. I mean, well, at 2001 to 2020, Music City Records, all rights reserved. So
it's just an archive.
They keep up to date.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're based in Nashville. P.O. Box 210527 if you want to send them mail. And then New York City and Pennsylvania. That's so interesting, though. That, like, I wish I remember the guy's name, but I met so many fucking people knocking doors.
Yeah.
That I can't remember, but it's crazy that I remembered this. And this will be always something I remember because the guy was fucking British.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you manage a country star? He goes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fucking nuts, dude. And he lived in Denton, of all places. Like, not even like a fucking spectacular house. Just like a average house.
Normal old place.
Yeah. I mean, don't managers make more money? Wasn't Charlie Pride like big?
Yeah.
Big time?
Yeah, but big time then is way different than it is now.
I get, yeah, that's true.
Dude might have also just been really frugal. But
yeah, I mean, he had like a really nice interior and stuff like that. He offered me tea, like a proper Brit. He offered me fucking tea, dude.
That's funny.
It was crazy. It was around July 4th too. I remember all that.
That's funny.
Anyways, hey, dude, I need to get off of here soon, but I want to start playing games again. I just got to find.
Let's do it. We'll have games on next week. Oh, actually, we can't. He's going to be in Maryland. I mean, Virginia.
Dang.
We'll get him on soon, though.
Yeah, I got to hit up. There was a few people like.
You need to Logan. Bring on a guest. I feel like I'm always bringing on the guests.
I know. I have a guest I want to bring on. I'll probably set it up for next week. Logan Rooney. I think it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I think it is. Let me double check before I actually like say happy birthday. He's the drummer for a band called The Jeffries. Yep. Have you listened to them yet?
You sent them to me. They're in my playlist.
You need to listen to them. They're fucking good.
They're good. I like them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really good. Let me check the Facebooks and make sure that it actually...
Dude, see, somebody's cooking something and it smells so good.
Is it?
I don't know who's cooking, but I'm about to go in there and ask for some probably.
Yeah, it is. Hey, it's Logan's birthday, so happy birthday, Logan Rooney. Dude's fucking dope. I love him. I love his family. So shout out the Jeffries.
Shout out.
They're a fucking good ass band. You guys need to check out the Jeffries. I'm gonna hit him up and see if he's in town, because I know he works out of town, out of Anchorage, and see if he has internet connection for next weekend.
Okay.
So awesome, dude. Well, hey, love you, bro. I'll talk to you later.
See y'all.
All right. Peace, guys. Hey, guys, Lakota here. That's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining Cabe and I today. I hope you all enjoyed. If you did, then be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts and or share this episode with your friends and family. That would really help us grow in the charts. And if you're a super fan and you have some extra change laying around, then click on the support link below in the description box and you can donate to this podcast. Help Cabe and I turn this little podcast into a full-time career. We would also love to hear from you all. Give us feedback on what you want us to talk about and how we can improve the show. Anything and everything is welcome. Our socials are down below, and you can also email us at icontevenblog@gmail.com. I know, I still haven't changed the Gmail. We will be back next week with a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Peace.
Oh, thank you.